This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of you have probably been thinking about charitable donations the past couple of weeks. Yes, of course, because of the holidays, but also, cynicism aside, to try to do some tax planning. It's going to be a bit before we've got the data on giving during 2018, but in 2017, and this data is according to Giving USA, charitable donations in this country topped $410 billion. A lot of that is people giving just to give. Some of it, though, is people giving because they were asked. Today's installment of our series, My Economy, about how people live in their economic day-to-day, comes from somebody who has money and convinces other people to give money.
I'm Iris Brilliant, and I live in Berkeley, California, and I'm a money coach. The way that this began was I inherited wealth when I turned 22 and graduated from college. My mom's uncle managed to amass some wealth. He never had kids. He invested his money in a classic portfolio, which is, you know, when I inherited it, it was invested in tobacco and weaponry and oil and, you know, all these things that I'd been working so hard against in college. The first thing I did was immediately divest it from oil and tobacco and weaponry and all that stuff. And I started to talk about it one-on-one with my closest friends and really made a lot of mistakes, you know, trying to complain about the burden of having access to wealth to friends. Drowning in debt does not go well. I don't recommend doing that. That was really what inspired me to find other young people with wealth who could relate to my situation. So I got involved in an organization called Resource Generation. It was a space where we could process anything from conflicts to the very nitty-gritty details of our lives. And it was really an anchor for me in my sanity. I found that I had a specific skill and joy in asking our members to really step up their giving by huge amounts. The first place I often start is pushing people to make the decision to not get richer every year, which means giving away roughly 7% of your assets if it's invested in the stock market. I have 6 private clients right now. I want to maintain a hand in the institutionalized philanthropy or wealth management world. But my main joy and my main love is coaching. Money is really sticky, and it sticks to all aspects of our lives. For those of us who have always had access to wealth, I think many of us are scared of who will I be if I don't have money? Will people love me? Will I be safe? Will I find meaning? And we have to be willing to kind of jump off of that cliff together.
Speaking of jumping off cliffs together, we cannot do this series without your help. And, you know, hey, since it's a new year, tell us about how things went for you in 2018 and when your plans for 2019. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org. Coming up tomorrow on the Marketplace Morning Report, how much we are not going to know about what the government's doing with our money thanks to the shutdown. Economic reports that aren't going to happen this week because, well, you know why.